You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Oh, mama, I'm filled with sorrows in a million ways.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Ashley Tepper.
And I'm Joe Iconis.
On today's episode of The Album Podcast, we're going to be talking to you about a song called Yesterday's I Can't Relate, as sung by two great Jasons, Jason Tam and Jason VC.
We're going to talk about the origin of the song and the song itself, which is a song that's about nostalgia, like many of the tunes on album, and it's about pining for a time when music was something that you could hold. Which
this song is not from the Black Suits, but if you like the Black Suits, I think of this as a bit of a companion song.
Yeah, it's like a spiritual cousin to the Black Suits score.
You'll see what we mean.
On a song somebody sang.
Yesterday's/I can't relate/ I don't know.
Yeah, no, that was good. Always saying the slash.
Why don't you talk about how this song was first written?
The song was first written. It was first written for a project that was that might still be a project that's like being pitched out in the world. But the idea was that it was this musical anthology series where every episode would be a different musical, and this one. Was this idea that I had of a mall that was kind of dying, as malls have been doing for quite some time. I mean, malls might be dead. They're like, it's like last gasps now, I feel like.
It's a beautiful thing. I love going to an abandoned mall. Yeah. Well, semi-abandoned.
This is a semi-abandoned mall. And it took place in a record store. And it was about a kid who worked at the record store who was sort of angry at physical media going away and was like really, you know, again, sort of nostalgic for a time that he did not exist in. And he's in the back of the record store and cleaning things out because the record store is going out of business because nobody buys records anymore. And he finds an old man sleeping or comatose or something amongst all the records, and finds out that he's this old folk singer who's just been kind of, you know, asleep for 50 years or something in the back of the storeroom. And so that's what the musical is about. And the song is kind of like his I want song, I guess, or it's his I don't want song. Mm-hmm. Where he's just, you know, kind of living out his final days at the record store and wishing that he lived in an earlier time. Yeah. And the construction of the song is that first part, that I'm filled with sorrow. My initial idea, that was this old folk singer, that was one of his songs. And so the kid was listening to it and then sort of jumped off from there.
Diegetic and non-diegetic.
Yeah.
I love this line in it. It's like, I like music you can hold, mm-hmm. like, which this song also feels like a cousin of, you know, some of the material in the Black Suits, like old records, which like celebrates music you can hold.
Yeah. I mean, I've written a bunch of songs and, you know, shows or whatever in my life about records, about literal, you know, albums and singles and
an album.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I'm, and it's definitely a, you know, it's a thing that I share with the singer of this song. I do miss music and film and all those things that you can like put your hands on, you know? And I think there's so many amazing things about streaming, about the way that we consume media now. And it's just simply, you know, different than the way we used to, and there's no going back. But I do just kind of miss it, you know? I like it for a number of reasons.
Totally.
I like tangible things. And so, I think that the kid who sings this song, he is very much at the extreme end, you know, where I think for him, he's like I don't have an iPhone, I don't have a Spotify subscription or anything, you know. And he's just really sort of, dangerously nostalgic for a time that he did not exist in. And I on my worst days, I'm like that. But I, you know.
Did you plot out at all, like, what happened in this musical? Like, what was the...
You know, I don't fully remember the story, but it was... so the name of the old singer was Irving, and I forget the name of the kid, the main kid, but it was kind of like, you know, it was only half an hour, so it's a shorty, but a lot of it was this sort of buddy relationship between the kid and Irving, and it was about getting Irving, like, it's essentially getting Irving back to his planet. You know, it's like the ET construction, which is like my favorite construction. It's like the person is in a spot and you have to get the person away. But I think that it was like a magical tour bus or something that kind of, but the best part of it was the two of them wandering this mall at night, because once the kid discovers Irving, he like hides out and they lock up the mall. And so then he and Irving get to just be in the mall, and there's a makeover sequence, because Irving is like, cause he's been asleep for 50 years, his hair is all long. It's like Rip Van Winkle, and his clothes are dirty and old. And so they sort of go around the mall, and like they go to the barber shop and like shave him, and they break into Macy's and like put clothes on him. And, yeah, the makeover sequence. Maybe I'll revisit.
Yeah, no, I love this. I've never really talked to you about the musical.
It's weird. Yeah.
Who want to talk about the performance on the album?
Yeah. So the main kid is the main singer of the song is Jason Tam, mm-hmm. And Jason is someone who I have known for so many years. He was in my very first thing I ever did professionally, called Things to Ruin. And the first, so Jason isn't on the album of Things to Ruin. Jason did the original iteration of Things to Ruin at Ars Nova when the show was a little bit different. It was a little bit more like, this is every song I've ever written up till now. and a little less like, you know, of a piece. Yeah, structured. I met Jason through John Simpkins, who had worked with him at some regional theater, some like Sacramento music circus kind of deal. And just John just loved him so much and was like, you're gonna like lose your mind over this guy. And I did. Mm-hmm. And then he was John Amoroso in the black suits. And he was the script in Be More Chill. And I think that he's just incredible. You know, he's like, this is a weird thing to say, but he has so much like empathy as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I think that just comes across in all of his performances, mm-hmm. You know, obviously in a chorus line and, but in everything, even when he's, you know, almost villainous and Be More Chill, he just has this sense of like, he understands your problems. He understands what you're going through and wants to help. Like, it's just, there's just something in his voice that's like a golden retriever or something. It's just this creature who wants to make you feel better.
Yeah.
And he can never lose that. And I just think it's so incredible. And in addition to that, his literal voice is just like, it's gorgeous. It's unreal. He sounds like he could have been, he could have been in the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
If Michael Jackson, you know, if Michael Jackson had a cover in the Jackson 5, it would have been Jason Tam.
Yeah.
His voice is just, it's just perfect. Mm-hmm. It's you know, it's gorgeous. And his performance of the song is both, it's really, you know, he gets the story across. He's great with the lyric. And also, it sounds like a pop song.
Mm-hmm.
The way he sings, the way he delivers it, the way the literal quality of his voice, it's a pop song. And then the other singer who's doing the old timey "Mama I'm Filled with Sorrow" is the great Jason Vesey, who I've collaborated with a whole bunch. And I remember the first time I saw him in a reading of Strange Loop many years ago, it was like one of those "Who is that?" moments where I was just like, "Wow!" Just, you know, he is. There's nobody like him. And I wish he was singing more on the album. You know, this was sort of like I want Jason to do this, and I wish I had more songs and more time, because he, as an actor, as a singer, as just a human being, as a personality,
yeah.
He is like, man, he's it's like, I, you know, sometimes when I'm with him and I see him on stage, I just feel like he's our Alain Stritch or something. You know, it's like the amount of personality he exudes and then also can inhabit characters in such a whole, you know, a whole hog way. It's just, it's really, really stunning. And I'm so happy that that we got him on the album for this bit.
Totally.
Yeah.
And neither of them had performed the song.
No, this was was a new role for both of them.
Yeah.
And they just, you know, and they sound like they've been singing it their whole lives.
Yeah.
Like truly.
Yeah.
And that's it. Yesterday's / I can't relate.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Hey, thanks so much for listening or watching to my podcast. Do me a favor and go to wherever you just listen to or watch this thing and subscribe or like or give us a great rating or review, and then head to bpn.fm/album to find out even more information about this podcast, more ways to watch, more ways to listen, and check out my album, Album. Thanks so much for hanging out.
Album Podcast is executive produced by Liz Armstrong, produced by Dori Berenstein, Alan Seals, Kim Garris, and the rest of the team at the Broadway Podcast Network. Be sure to visit bpn.fm/album for both audio and video versions of this podcast and to listen to Album.
Don't care about tomorrows. Give me yesterday.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.